Testing, testing. Wow. I'm in Mohammed from Dubai's apartment right now, where we're not roommates anymore. We're neighbors.
Exactly, that's what I'm talking about, my boy Eric.
Yeah.
So take a seat, please.
Well, I notice you have a cat. Are you
Yeah.
allowed to have a cat at Privateer Place?
I have no idea, but I've heard that if you have like an animal, you have to pay like a fee, which is
Oh.
stupid, like $300. But this cat was smuggled here by my another friend from Dubai.
You guys are in an organized crime circuit of smuggling animals is nothing from anyone from Dubai. Like, you have to smuggle an animal to get your passport at the office. Like, you have to smuggle an animal into the passport office in Dubai for them to give you a passport. So it's just like a different culture over there. But yeah, smuggling animals is nothing.
Yeah.
All right. So I heard a rumor, Mohammed. Now, I was just minding my own business. I was doing like between 300 and 400 push-ups outside by the pool. I'm making serious gains. I have a perfect diet. You know what I mean? I'm getting
Yeah.
humongous. I'm getting
Wait,
swole.
wait,
But I
wait.
was seeing you chatting with a French girl by the
How
pool.
fast this one? Fucking Well, that's secret information. Top secret information that I
Oh,
can't believe.
okay. Well, I'm saying what I saw. I saw you talking to a French girl.
Yeah, well, that's my new project.
Your new project?
Yeah.
You're just cultivating. Have you ever thought about opening like a pimp shop or something, like a host, like a brothel?
Yeah. I was wondering, Eric, if you can help me opening a brothel in Ian's old room since no one lives there.
Yeah, like there's one of the rooms in the dormitories is empty, so we can totally run like a prostitution ring out of there, right?
Yeah. It's going to be a low price for the sex, but the room size is okay.
So you're just getting different projects. You got a French project, you got a Swedish project. We want different things on the catalog.
Well, let's see what's going to happen after a few weeks.
So you took it. We just took a selfie outside. How much were your sunglasses?
$400.
Where did you get $400 sunglasses that are just mirrors?
Dior.
Oh, you only get like pretty much name brand designer clothes. What, you're smoking something? Is that Dhaka?
Yeah.
It's
Dhaka.
Dhaka.
Yeah, it's.
Is it tobacco?
Yeah, it's tobacco. It's an Arabic tobacco that we smoke in the Gulf. And, like, the high people smoke it, but the low people just smoke cigarettes because it's fucking bullshit.
The high people and the low people? What does that mean? People on a mountain?
That's the social level.
The social level. There's a high class and there's a low class.
Yeah.
What class are you, Mohammed?
High class, of course.
Oh. So how are you doing with school? What's going on? You told me that every single day this week you've been at nightclubs. You've
Yeah.
been you're ta trying to talk to the limo driver. Now that last time Mohammed from Dubai was on the podcast, he was talking about stealing three French girls in a limo before he would, for example, tell me where he was. As soon as he got French girls in a limo, Mohammed's out of there. But anyway, you were trying to get your limo driver, your old guy, because you got a new French little
Yeah,
project that you're
a lot
working
of
on.
projects here in the Privateer Place. I've actually been to a party and I saw a lot of projects there. Hot projects,
Prospects, you're
Morocco,
doing
Sweden.
business.
Yeah, Morocco, Swedish, Sweden, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, you want to get one of your local hosts.
Exactly. Hot local host. But the funny thing is that I saw her kissing a guy and bragging about it, like. She kisses him in front of us, but I think I can get her. I think I can get her.
Oh, even though she's kissing her boyfriend in front of everybody, you
Yeah.
think that's just a
Yeah, my wallet is just gonna be hanging down, you know? She'll know where to go. She'll know the right direction.
What? I don't know. This sounds offensive. I'm just trying to learn the culture program. So what's going on with marriage? You were telling me that Muslim people in the high class, that makes a lot of fucking noise. Muslim people in the high class, they have like four wives and they are all in different houses.
Well, before that, you said that it has a lot of noise, right? Well, guess what, bitch? This is my fucking territory.
I'm trying to record a podcast here.
I'm so fucking high. I didn't smoke weed since a week, so this is strong for me. But anyways, Muslims can wear, can marry four wives.
No, why not five?
Because it's just four.
Yeah, that's the max.
It's the religious, it's a religious thing. Just delete that, okay?
Okay.
Don't make me look stupid.
So are you going to have houses on your property with like four houses on your property and all be different ladies in all the houses from different places?
Yeah, in each house you get a wife and, you know, you have to keep it equal between them. You know, you have to fuck one and then fuck the other and the next night, and then fuck the third of them and the third night, you know. You have to be... How can I say this? You have to be fair.
Yeah. You can't, it's like, just... There's only so much Mohammed from Dubai, you know? And you just want
to... Yeah. You know, you have to be fair. And you can't just fuck one of them and leave the rest.
Yeah. It sounds... It's like you're trying to spread... How much butter can you make every day? And you got to spread that thin on the toast, right? Yeah. Like, how much... So if you had all four of your wives and you just came twice, you know what I mean? And you just tried to rub it into their bellies and stuff, you know what I mean? You gotta spread it thin. You gotta spread yourself thin across your four wives. Everyone gets a little bit of you on them.
That sounds disrespectful.
It's not this, I'm trying to translate what you're saying.
That's offensive, by the way. But, well, what can I say? We can marry four wives because our religion doesn't want us, you know, to fuck strange girls, different girls, you know, each night and have sex. So that's why we can marry four wives.
You know, the thing about the Catholic Church too, you have to, like, you have to be married to have sex and stuff like this. And because I think that... Now, this is just me talking. I think that, you know, because every human wants to basically fuck all day, we're all a bunch of horny, thirsty bitches, let's face it, that if a religion's going to be powerful, it has to kind of control your sex life. And so those are, like, the first rules, like, where you can put your wiener and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's a little oppressive.
Well, I don't know what to say
so
about
like,
that.
So, like, you know, because I've put my penis in a fucking eye of a jack-o'-lantern before. You know, like, you carve a pumpkin, and then, like, you know, to make it look like a face, I fuck the mouth of a pumpkin.
What?
You know, I fuck the eye of a pumpkin, whatever.
That's so fucking weird.
What? Oh, a religion? I can only fuck a pumpkin that I'm fucking married to? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I fuck a pumpkin in the eye a certain number of times... My juice is gonna come out. What does it matter? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares? My grandfather had five wives.
It's a bad Muslim.
No, he's not bad. He had like four, but one of them got murdered, so he got another one.
Did she get murdered right around the time she started getting fat?
I think she got murdered by one of his wives.
One of the wives murdered?
Yeah, one of the wives murdered a wife because she was so fucking jealous.
Jealous that she was hotter?
Yeah, I don't know, but she was jealous. And she put a poison, I think.
A poison?
On her food. I think that's what happened. My grandfather was a fucking...
Man, he must have had a sweet hog on him.
And he don't look like me. I mean, I don't look like an Arabic guy, but my grandfather looked like an Arabic guy.
Oh. So that's how he did it. He was just smoking daca. He was hanging out. He was just has his four wives. They were getting mad jealous over him.
I don't know if he was smoking daca, but I think that he was doing everything else.
Oh.
He liked to travel before, to go to different countries, to marry different wives.
He just had a big sack on his back and he was walking through countries and he just kept putting wives in it?
No, he had a ship, I think.
A boat?
Yeah.
That's a good wife collection device, a big yacht.
Disrespectful.
Oh, commercials.
Fuck commercials.
Do you want to turn it down just a little bit?
Do you know the singer, Akon?
Can you turn it down? I said. Disrespectful. Disrespectful. There we go. So we can talk all over it and no one can, people can hear us, you know?
This motherfucker turns out that he is a stoner. But I just find out. I mean, I've been listening to him since 2008, I think. And I just find out that he smokes weed. What the fuck?
Did you start to like his music when he started smoking weed?
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, I like Wiz. Now I like him.
Wiz Khalifa? Khalifa?
What the fuck did you say that?
Wiz Khalifa, right?
Khalifa, yeah. Alright. He's the best American singer.
So, speaking of wife collection devices, you were trying to get a car, you know? Yeah. You gotta haggle a used car. What are you gonna get?
I don't think I'm gonna get a used car. I'm thinking of Ford Mustang 2015 or 2016.
2016 Ford Mustang?
Yeah.
Manual or automatic?
Automatic. Why do I need to use a manual?
Are you going to get sweet rims on it, or?
Yeah, of course. I'm thinking about robbing it and putting carbon fiber.
Robbing it?
Robbing it, you know, W-R-A-B. With a gold chrome on the car.
Oh, the whole thing will be gold?
Yeah.
You're going to have a gold Mustang?
Yeah. You see this one?
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yellow.
That's a wife collection device.
Ah.
Bitches collection.
You know what it is for me? It's just this sweet beard here. They're like, oh, are you a wizard? Are you magic?
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, just sit right here.
Yeah, I was wondering, what do you plan to wear on the Halloween?
I'm thinking about being Mohammed from Dubai, you know? So, I'm just gonna get my jaw wired shut and...
What? Accusations.
So, I heard another rumor that you were in the hospital because you were in a nightclub and you were, you know, maybe making racist remarks to a group of local black people that you didn't know, and using really strong words.
Accusations.
You don't remember what happened after that, and then you may have been in the hospital for 3 days or something. Does any of that ring a bell? Or then you had your jaw wired shut.
Talk
for
about any of this. I need to call my lawyer.
I am your lawyer, and I say, let the record show. You know, sometimes there's info behind accusations. Nobody can sue you if you impugn if you admit everything. Nobody can come after you.
Yeah, nobody can come after me.
All right. So, are there different people in Dubai? What do they think about different cultures of people?
Well, I'm gonna tell you something that I figured out a few days ago. Most Arabic people, not most, all of them, they think that any girl that does not wear a burqa or black sheets, they think that she's a bitch. Which is pissing me off right now. Because they think the French girl is a bitch.
Well, like, what does that mean? What does a bitch mean? And it's like a slut or something?
Like, she fucks everyone every single night.
Has that been your experience with French girls?
Not actually. Oh. Tough situations.
All right. So when do we get started? Can you turn this down or something? Now that you're in America for a while, you see how things are here, and it makes you think about the burqa situation in your country?
Yeah. But I think everyone has his ideas and thoughts, and they should just stick with it. You know, like, we don't drink in our country, so... How can I say this? Guys want to fuck anything. So they want to get girls. So if they don't dress burqas and stuff, the situation will be more easier, you know? That's your answer.
The situation, what do you mean?
Like, if they don't wear burqas and stuff, they will start talking to guys, and I don't know how to say this, but if you saw a hot girl, you would like to go to talk to her, right? You would fuck her immediately, but if she wear burqas and stuff, you wouldn't know if she was hot or not, you know?
Right. So you think that the burqas are to control the men because the men are crazy?
Yeah, that's exactly what I think.
There is that thing about how, like, if, you know, a lady, like, dresses like a French girl and walks down a mall and then she gets raped, it's almost like, oh, well, why are you teasing all these dudes that are clearly horny when you, you know, you're making them horny and that's not their fault, that's your fault, type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I think that that is totally right.
Like, men have zero control over their boners.
Yeah.
And as soon as their dick gets hard, it has to come or everyone's
gonna
die.
You can't blame them because they're horny. So the burqa is doing work. But in my country, everything is going under the table, you know? So no one gives a fuck with a burqa or not. They fuck. Fucking animals.
So I think what you're saying is because there's like a prohibition, there's like because you're not allowed to wear certain things, that people are going underground and they're wearing whatever they want and they're showing their pussies on Snapchat.
That's what I'm going to
It's all right going now. Online.
I'm going
so
to
there's this whole like internet underground of where you get to see under that burqa and shit. And okay. She's like, who wants this? And you're like, click. Yes, I have a boner.
But they like only add their friends on Snapchat, so it's not like stupid bitches. Like American bitches, for example, they show everyone, you know. But I'm gonna show you this. This is my brother on Snapchat. Oh. He find out that our dog killed the cat.
Oh no. I mean, that's a dead cat.
That's sad, you know.
In the middle of a kitchen.
No, it's the doghouse. Why did you do that, man?
Oh.
Yeah, we have the doghouse.
That's a clean doghouse. It looks like my kitchen.
With an AC, yeah. Look at this. They all ride bikes. My brother won
motorcycles.
Oh, look. Even his underwear. Oh. Fuck. I didn't show you this. So, they find bitches which wear burqas and stuff, and at night, the bitches take them off and go with them in the bikes. Look at this bitch behind him. She's a hot bitch.
He's getting groped by some girl who just keeps on grabbing his ass.
Look at that.
Now they're riding at night. So your brother is Snapchatting with a girl, not in her burqa. She's wearing Western clothes.
Yeah, but you don't care because her face is not shown.
Right, so she's not showing her face. She's wearing a motorcycle helmet, so you can't see anything. So she's being sneaky by showing her body, but not her face.
Thirsty bitches.
Thirsty bitches, yeah. But
yeah.
All right, so can you show me some thirsty bitches? Do you have any girls that are, like, sending you booby pictures on, like, the underground or something? I might be interested in those or whatever.
Yeah, I will try, I think, this one.
Ah.
Yeah, I think. Because she sent it on private. She don't put it on her story for everyone.
Right. Mm. Yeah, let's check out some of those private messages.
What do you think of this one? Whoa. I need a fucking car, man. I need my fucking device to get thirsty bitches.
What device do you need? Oh. Mustang. A Mustang.
Yeah.
That's a thirsty bitch collection device.
You know, I have a beer bong table now. I have some nice games on my apartment. And a poker table is coming soon.
Poker table
with poker chips. It's going to be awesome.
You're gonna be running an underground gambling organization?
No, but it's just for friends. But you know,
you're gonna run a prostitution ring out of the spare room in my dorm room.
Accusations.
A gambling ring in your own. Wow.
Can't believe
you're smuggling animals. It's sitting right behind my head.
Fuck, she deleted her picture. She had her boobies.
But okay, so why aren't you opening that picture for me, please?
Because she deleted it, so you can't see it anymore.
Man, so that's how Snapchat works. It's only like, hey, see these tits? You have 60 seconds.
Yeah.
To jerk off. Whoop. Photograph disappears. Yeah, what?
That's why Snapchat were created, to show dicks and boobies and fucking pussies. You want to see a hot pussy right now? I'm going to show you. What's the name of it?
On YouTube?
On YouTube. Wait, what the fuck?
Oh, let's watch some Russian twerk videos.
Oh, I need to see this first. Where is it? But anyways, what I was saying is that with my beer bong table and the poker table is coming soon, you know, maybe I'm going to throw some parties. So if I had like a Mustang and I called my friends and they bring their car too, you know, in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And when bitches will be coming to the party, they will know who they're fucking dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my friend got a Corvette. I'm going to show it to you now.
Mm-hmm.
And
all your Arabic friends keep calling you.
Well, you guys are a busy man.
You guys are a really tight community. If one of you guys has to get his laundry, he calls the other one and then says, hey, come with me to the laundry
room.
That's
bullshit. Accusations. You know nothing. So, wait a second, I'm gonna show you his fuck, man. That's a nice bitch.
Whoa. It's like a... What is that? Lamborghini?
No, it's a Corvette 2016. Oh. Fuck that. So, you see what I'm saying? This is a fucking...
Your friend keeps calling you over and over again.
No.
He's like, but I need someone to watch me put my clothes in the washing machine.
He's calling me because he want to know if I want food or not. You know, we are generous people.
Oh.
Each time when someone comes, he brings food and stuff, and he don't ask the other for money. And the other do the same thing later on.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be fully equal, you know. Maybe 40% to 60%. But it's okay.
Well, you guys are a different situation. I work for all the money I have, I have to work for. You know what I mean?
We have to work for it.
I'm like, I gotta make sure things are even.
We have to work for the money too.
Oh yeah. How are you doing with school? You were saying that you were going out every single day this weekend.
Yeah, but I go to my classes, so you can't say anything.
You go to all your classes. You've never missed.
Yeah.
I remember you were almost on academic probation last semester.
Oh, last semester you said it, but this semester is different.
Yeah. What is your GPA going to be?
3.5, maybe.
Oh. Wait, I forget. Did I ever show you what my GPA was?
Yeah, you showed me like 1,000 times.
Oh, I forget. What was it or something?
Maybe A.
All A's? What's that? Yeah. What's the number, though?
I think it's above 3.5. Fucking nice.
See, bacon, the forbidden meat. Why can't you eat bacon?
Because it's fucking nasty.
So, what's the deal with bacon, with being a Muslim? You can't have bacon, you can't have ham, why?
Because it's nasty, I told you. Fucking pig eats
shit. Turn this shit down.
The pig eats everything. Eats shit and whatsoever. So then you eat something that eats shit all the time. What the fuck, bro? Do you want to eat something that eats shit?
He doesn't eat shit. They eat like fucking apples and cabbage and...
Oh, really?
Maybe a little poo. Really? I don't know. I don't know how much poo a pig eats. They seem to be fucking disgusting animals, but they're delicious.
Well, I don't like them. Just thinking of them gets me annoyed, so...
Thinking about pigs makes you annoyed?
Yes.
Did you ever fight a pig?
No. I've never seen a pig in front of me.
We talked last time you were on the podcast. Remember that? We had a Skype interview.
Yeah.
You were back in Dubai. You were telling me about how a lot of your friends have lions and tigers.
Yeah.
You were also talking about the burqa situation here, how it's kind of... Is there anything else about living in America that is much different than living in Dubai? And, like, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I like Dubai more because you can fuck bitches without even thinking of wearing a condom. But here in America, it's hard to fuck a bitch without thinking of a condom, you know? I hate condoms, man. Men in Dubai, girls are clean, and they don't have diseases. But here's... You don't know.
Just like pigs. They're all filthy animals. They have disease.
No, you can't insult the pussy in my house, please.
You don't know who they've been with. You gotta wrap it up.
Yeah. But in Dubai, you can just fuck them without even a condom.
Yeah.
And, you know, no
one... How old were you when you first had sex?
16.
16?
Yeah.
So that's a minor. So how old was the partner?
Well, that's
were they,
not...
That's, were they in double digits yet?
That's none of your business.
Accusations.
I like bitches, Eric. Do you like bitches?
Well, I would never use that offensive term. I think you're talking about ladies, women.
What? How dare you?
Why are you watching this guy on a horse over and over again? He just jumps up on the horse.
I'm trying to find the TV show name. It has a lot of hot Latinas.
Oh, so we're watching Spanish TV so you can pick out some Latino wives and with some big... Yeah. Boobs and stuff.
Look at this hot bitch.
So you have no... You watch this all the time just for the sexy bitches on...
Fuck them, man. Look at that.
See, Spanish people are spicy. She was just screaming at him. And now they're fucking, you know? It's like, wow. They have to argue in order for them to be passionate.
I think they're not Spanish. They're Colombian.
Oh.
Which... Reminds me of Pablo Escobar. Do you know him?
Pablo Escobar?
Yeah.
Was he your hero?
Yeah. He was a very smart man.
Why is that?
He don't give a fuck about anything and just do things. You know, straight business.
How many condoms do you think Pablo Escobar wore in his life?
I don't know. Probably thousands. Fucking hot bitches. Look at the one on the right. The last one on the right. She's the hottest bitch in the fucking earth, man. Look at her. I think
the
she's
one on the right,
Dana Garcia, I think. I don't know what's her name. Fuck, she's so fucking hot. Look at this. Look. All of them are so fucking hot. Look at her boobs. It's like two balls.
Then they find a reason to do, like, that Spanish dancing where those tatas really move, you know?
Yeah. Fuck, even the old milfs are so fucking hot.
Yeah, you go for that one? the old MILF?
I think that's good for you, not for me.
I'm still in my 20s, Mohammed. Another couple days.
No, seriously, how old are you? 36?
No, I'm 29. I'm going to be 30 on Halloween.
So what are your plans for the Halloween? What do you plan to wear? Do you plan to wear a big dick on your forehead or something?
Is this a ball joke? Do you know how disrespectful that is on my podcast?
Yeah, fuck balls.
Maybe we should stop watching Cowboys. What is this bullshit? You're watching a Spanish soap opera with fucking Dubai subtitles? Yeah. Arabic subtitles? This is the same horse jumping up.
Do you like the horse?
Oh, that's just the opening of the... How many of these soap operas have you watched with the subtitles?
Too many.
And don't the subtitles ever block the boobies? So then what's the point?
No, they talk in Arabic. They change the voices.
Oh, there's Arabic now?
Yeah. You can't even recognize Arabic and Spanish? How dare you?
I'm pretty fucking stupid. What's your cat's name?
Tobaz.
Hi, Tobaz.
She's a female. But she gets the bitches. You know, each time you have to think of something new, you know, or you'll be boring. So that's why. And I was talking to Robin yesterday, and he was asking me all the time, do you go to Eric? Do you hang out with Eric?
Yeah.
And he gave me some advices for the French girl.
What did Robin say? Robin, he's been on the podcast episode.
It's secret information that I will not reveal before I use.
Oh, so we gave you some sneak moves that you're going to go check out. Yeah. But what you're saying is don't be boring. So like the first time she sees you, oh, that's just Mohammed from Dubai. Next time, you have a cat. Next time, you have a limo. Next time, you're going to sushi, you know, and you're spitting anchovies into her butt. She's not going to forget that ever.
Yeah, it's all about giving them different experiences in their lives.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to have four wives when you get older?
No, I don't think so. I'm so loyal. My heart is clean, so I'm going to get only one.
At a time?
Accusations.
Disrespectful.
I think one is enough for me. Finally, I got it.
There's so many horses in this fucking show.
Yeah, because it's a fucking Colombian show.
Okay, it's a Colombian show. Some guy is just shirtless bathing in the fucking river.
Okay, wait. Now you'll see the fucking girls.
So I
look at this booty.
Yeah, and then they just start on all the girls' asses. Like, there's eye candy for everybody here. There's guys with huge muscles, and then there's girls with big tits. This show's awesome.
I know.
But it's all fucking dubbed in Arabic, and I have no idea what that... Like, I had no idea what was going on when it was Spanish.
Look at this.
Boom. Oh, I see. Now I see what's going on.
This is Woody Paradise. Look at what they are with their fucking Cowboys pants.
Oh, yeah?
Cowboys jeans.
Giddy up, right? Oh. Do you want to sit on that face with some friggin' stirrups on?
Fuck yeah. Why not? Now I will show you what I'm talking about.
Watch some Russian twerk videos.
Wait a minute. Lisondo. How do you write Lisondo?
I have no idea what you're... I don't know. I don't know how to spell Colombian fucking... Names?
Elizondo.
Oh.
I got it.
This is just her taking a bath?
No, they're talking in Spanish.
Are you crazy?
Don't act like you know what's going on.
She said cabeza. Means your head. So it means she's probably saying you're crazy.
Oh, now you know about Spanish.
Oh, I know one fucking word.
What is it? Puta?
Cabeza.
What do you know about puya?
It's like bitch.
So, you know, two fucking words. Let's hope that I find one.
Whoa.
Fuck.
Let's watch that dancing girl. Might be inappropriate. What's your age?
You have my emails? Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. You just logged in with my account. I can't believe I signed up here. You can read all my emails.
Go ahead. Fuck, I'm so hot. I need to watch this.
What are other things? Like, how many times a day do you have to, pray to Mecca?
Pray to Allah, you mean?
Allah.
5 times a day.
Mm-hmm. For 5 minutes?
Yeah. I think that's easy.
Mm-hmm. But do you do that here?
But most people in my country are so fucking lazy, so they don't do it.
Okay. How many of your friends have lions again? Like, what? How many friends do you know that own lions?
A couple of friends, not too many.
And it's just normal? You just go over their house and do you hang out with the lion, or is it in a separate area?
Lions and cheetahs. Baby lions, not huge lions.
So what happens when the baby lion gets to be a big lion and it starts to get dangerous to have around the house? Where do they put them?
In the farm.
In the farm?
Or they build a cage in the house.
Or they get a cage in the house because it'll kill them otherwise.
Yeah. Do you want a lion, Eric?
No. I just think it's dangerous to have a creature around that can kill you, that you have to deal with it. Because you have to feed it, you have to, you know what I mean? And it can kill you. So it's very dangerous to have one in my house.
Yeah, but it's nice. You know, to see a lion every day, that's nice.
Yeah, but why not? Like I understand someone who wants like a giant tortoise or a flamingo. Or, you know, something that won't kill them, but still big and nice to look at. You know, you have a bunch of flamingos in your yard. That's pretty cool, you know? They're not going to cut your fucking throat out and eat you.
Is the flamingo the king of the jungle?
No, it's just like a bird that would probably get eaten by a hawk.
Here's your answer.
Oh. So you want to own the king of the jungle?
Yeah.
To be the boss, you got to capture the boss?
You gotta make the boss your pit.
Your bitch?
Your pit.
Your pet?
Yeah. I mean, don't you think it's awesome to make the king of the jungle your own pit?
Does anyone eat, lion penis to get stronger?
I don't know. Do they do it in America?
No. But I heard that they do that stuff in, like, the Asian countries, you know? Like, if you're...
That's why I hate Asians.
What?
Maybe I'm racist to black, but most people are racist to Asian.
Most people?
Yeah.
You think that what unites everybody is that everybody hates Asian people?
Not everybody, but Arabic people, yeah.
But like if you were going to list people, you know, like who's the top, then who's next?
Arabic.
Arabic are at the top? Who's after them?
I have no idea, but maybe black people.
Black people are just under Arabic people?
Yeah.
And then who's after them?
I have no idea. You have to look for the fucking calculation in the fucking internet.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, like, an Asian person would eat a dog. Would you like to shake someone like that? Fuck no. You just ignore them.
Oh, so you think that... You shouldn't shake hands with an Asian person because they kill dogs and eat them?
Yeah, I mean, that's so dirty. And they don't shave their fucking, what do you call it, pubic hair?
Mm-hmm.
They don't shave. Chinese, they're in the top. China girls. They don't shave their fucking pubic hair. They're like, they're proud of it. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's dirty. That's nasty.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how would you... Like a fucking pussy like that. Fuck.
Yeah.
Poor Asians.
So if you were to name pussies? Like, which is the top pussy? They go down, like, from different countries.
I don't know. For me, right now, fucking Latinos are in the top. I like I like Colombian girl. You saw that Colombian girl, what's her name? Dana Garcia.
In the soap opera that we were watching before.
Yeah, and Shakira, man, fuck that. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Hot pussies. So Latinas, but Asian, I mean, I don't like Asian. They even smell like fish. What?
Sounds racist.
You know, when you take their pants off, it's like fish. Nasty. Yeah.
All right. So, do you feel like when you first came to America, it was hard to deal with because the partying was so easy to do here? It's not easy to, like, go to bars, you know, in Dubai, you know?
Yeah, that's why you need to get a fake ID.
So, Bourbon Street was something that you don't have in your country.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, Eric. When I want something, I get it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I wanted to go to America, I got it. I wanted to fucking enter the clubs, I got it. And soon I'm gonna get the car of my dreams.
The 2015 Mustang.
Yeah.
And you're just gonna go down Bourbon Street and just acquire wives.
Exactly.
And then you're gonna be like, okay, wait, you go in the trunk. Like, I'll still take you home, but this is so full of wives now that the back seats are full. So if I'm going to pick one uggo to go in the trunk, it's you. So how about you?
Yeah, sounds fun.
Get out.
Sounds fun to do that.
So that this week. Yeah, and that's your plan?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to hunt bitches like a fucking, how do you say it? Like a fucking hawk. You know, with my Mustang.
You're going to be a hawk?
Yeah.
You're unstoppable. You're not even giving these girls a chance, Muhammad. You know, you're just going out with the Mustang. You know?
Yeah. So I'm going to get a chrome gold Mustang. Carbon Viper on the top. Let's see how many bitches we would get. You know, my friend with a Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, go out with a bitch every single fucking day. Different bitches. And they're like, they don't see his car. He just surprised them with it. And then they're like, oh, promise me that you won't leave me. Promise me with the pinky finger or whatever.
So every time he goes on a date, he makes sure to pull up in his Corvette so that they see it. Yeah. And then they start, like, swearing themselves loyal to him.
Exactly.
Girls can't even help it. They can't help themselves.
Gold diggers, fuck that.
They see the Corvette, you know, it's over.
Exactly.
You think that works perfect?
Smooth.
What kind of Dubai knowledge has been helpful to you in America? What did you learn in Dubai that helps you now?
Never fuck a foreign girl without a condom. I mean, every Arabic guy knows that.
Right.
Some of them don't stick with it, and they go down. So.
Now, I remember when you first got here, you were super shy. You know, you would only talk to Amir in Arabic. You know, you wouldn't talk to us. You would just hide in your room for a while. And then all of a sudden, you know, slowly, you started coming out. Now you got $400 sunglasses. You're going out to nightclubs all the time. You know, you got little, you got slits in your hair, like you got attacked by one of your friend's house cats.
Disrespectful.
You know, you got a cool haircut. What is it? Is America your favorite place to be? Do you feel like a king in America?
Yeah, you can say that, but I think my favorite place to be is South America.
South America?
Yeah, I need
to. You're really into these Latin girls, aren't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm going to get four wives of them.
Yeah, so you're trying to get some Latin girls and then bring them to Dubai and then convert them all Muslim and then just set up like a farm of wives?
I don't need to convert them to Muslims. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
It's all about the pussy.
Right. What if, you know, is anybody else in the neighborhood going to be, like, super jealous or something and, like, try to beat you up in the street for having... They're like, why don't you have any Arabic wives? Will anyone say that?
No, that's none of the business. It's my choice to do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do for a living? Or are you going to have the cash to, like, you know, have, like, five houses?
I'm going
to
work like every fucking human on the fucking planet. Do you think? Do you want to make a porno, Eric?
Make a porno?
Yes.
There's only two of us in this room.
No, man. Maybe we should start a business, you know?
Oh, yeah. There is that spare room in the dorms. Nobody's in there. Hmm. Maybe that could be our recording studio.
Yeah. You know.
Wait, you're about to get a Mustang, right?
Yeah.
What'd you say about that car?
What?
Isn't that just some kind of like you just drive around in that and then like girls just hop in it with you and they're like, hey, we're together now.
Yeah. And so.
Maybe we should use those girls in our porno business.
Wow. Business proposal.
Business.
Well, I don't have a problem. But you didn't ask me about what's my favorite porn.
What's your favorite porn?
I'm not sure if I want to talk about that.
Why? You brought it up. You wanted me to ask you about it. What's your favorite porn, Mohammed?
I think... You know, when the guy fuck a girl. And then she just said... She keeps saying, don't come inside me. And he come inside her. Then she get pregnant.
How long is this porn? Like 4 minutes and 9 months long?
I don't know.
Do you watch her get pregnant? Or it's just like, oh, that happened now. Deal with it. That's weird.
Know. What?
Can't she get like the plan B or something? Can't she take a pill so that she doesn't have a baby, you know? Do they have plan B in Dubai? Let's say you have sex or something. You don't want to have that baby. Boom, the next morning, you can get a pill. Do they have this pill over there?
Yeah, they have it.
Does the government get involved?
Not actually. Later.
Maybe we'll finish this up later. I got some plugs. Right now, you can get a movie that I was in called Theater of the Deranged 2. You can get it on Blu-ray. Troma put it out. It's very exciting. It's called Theater of the Deranged 2. Also, check out a web series called Here Comes Godot. HereComesGodot. GODOT. Here Comes Godot. I play a theater director called Richard Wilson. It's pretty great. My friends, Devin Murphy directed it, Anthony Guarino's in it, and Max Lodge is in it, and it's a fucking great cast, a fucking great web series. Check it out. We're submitting that shit to... You just put someone in check. We're submitting that shit to festivals right now. We're making moves. We're doing business. We're taking a little break from the Mohammed podcast. More from him later, but... It's Tuesday morning. I was just in traffic court. I got 4 speed trap camera tickets. 3 were for speeding. 1 was for not stopping at a red light. Anyway, I went to court. They basically swore me in with some lady, and then there was like a assistant district attorney there, and they were all trying to get me to, instead of paying for 4 of the trap camera tickets, she was trying to get me to pay for 2 of them. And I think that the whole thing is bullshit. They wanted me to send the money to a private company in Phoenix, Arizona, or in Cincinnati, Ohio. I said, fuck you, not guilty.
why don't you take this to the Supreme Court, bitch? So anyway, I got a call right now for, I got to go to, schedule a higher level court, you know? So, Uncle Eric is going to take you all through the system right now. I'm just calling up Johnny Law. Calling Uncle Sam, the New Orleans District Public Hearing Office.
Hello, this is Unity Messaging System. From a touchtone telephone,
robots,
you may dial an extension at any time. For a directory of extensions, press 4. Otherwise, please hold for an operator.
This is Karen. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for the New Orleans Traffic Court. I want to, I have 4 violations that I want to contest in front of a judge.
Hold on. Okay, Traffic Court is on the line.
Hello.
Good morning, Ms. Speaker. May I help you?
Yes, I have 4 violations that I, went down to the, I don't know, department, and they said that I should take it up with the court.
What's your ticket number?
I have 4 of them. The first one, the violation number?
Yeah, the case number, yes.
Okay, so 080.
What's the letter? J?
Yeah,
the
I just
number
see
on the
a,
back of the insurance.
I just see a notice number.
A case number?
I just see a notice number. Hold on. It's just 080-150-169-2397.
That's too many numbers. What's the ticket for?
It's a photo safety program.
Oh, it's a camera ticket?
Yeah.
Okay, the ticket, the department you should be calling is 504.
Okay, hold on, I'm calling the wrong place right now?
Yes, uh-huh.
This is where they told me to call. Okay. 504.
8082.
Okay, so what happened was... The place that they gave me to call was not the right number. They circled it. They put 2 stars next to it. New Orleans Traffic Court, it says here. But I just got informed that the camera photo is a different... That's a different judge right there. So we got to call this guy.
Thank you for calling Violation Processing. This is Candace. Are you calling to make a payment?
No. I'm calling to schedule a hearing. I was just in court earlier. I talked to the assistant district attorney. She found me liable for 4 different traffic tickets. She gave me the number to call the New Orleans Traffic Court. I called that number, and they said that they don't handle hearings of photos, that you guys do. So I'm trying to schedule a hearing.
And sir, can I have your name, please?
Eric, E-R-I-C. Hollerbach, H-O-L-L-E-R-B-A-C-H.
Okay, and actually there are 6 violations on this license plate.
Oh, 6? I only have 4.
Uh-huh. Okay. So let's start with the last 4 digits of the 4 that you do have. That way I can provide you the notice numbers for the ones you do not have.
All right, we'll send them on over, and we'll just stack them up and handle them all at once, you know? Well, I have right in front of me 2397.
Mm-hmm.
I have 0500. I have 8439. And I have 0963.
Okay. And the reason why you don't have the top two is one of them was mailed out yesterday morning, so it's currently in the mail waiting to reach you. Let me take a look at the other one real quick.
You got quite a smooth operation over there.
And that one, the two newest were mailed out yesterday morning.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah, so can I get like a hearing for all of them at once with the judge?
Okay, and so on the back of one of the violations, on all of them, there is a hearing request form. You would sign and print your name. And for the two newest that you don't have the hearing request forms for, you can write on one of the hearing request forms in the blank spot the two new notice numbers.
Yes, ma'am, but I just did that for four violations. I went to the office, but there was, to call that a kangaroo court would be disrespectful of kangaroos. There was no judge. The person who swore me in was the same person who was acting as the police officer who was acting as the judge. There was, that's not what a court is. And so they told me to call the New Orleans Traffic Court. And then they told me to call you. So I'm not going to go back and do that same process that I just did with the other ones, because that was with an assistant attorney and not a judge. So I just actually want to hear these, have these heard in front of a judge, not just the assistant district attorney and the,
person. And the only type of hearing I can provide information for is then the one that you've already done for the other four tickets, because it's the same process where you sign the back bottom portion of the ticket, mail in the hearing request forms or fax them in, and then a hearing is scheduled for you.
Yeah, but that wasn't a hearing. There wasn't a judge there. There wasn't a flag there. I was not informed what kind of proceeding it was.
Sorry that wasn't what you were expecting. But that was what was scheduled for you, and that would be the same type of thing that would be scheduled again. So I can't provide you any other information on other than how to schedule the hearings that are held.
So you're telling me that they don't schedule photo camera hearings at the New Orleans Traffic Court? They don't see any of those?
As far as I'm aware, sir, it is the information that I'm provided is the same information that was in your general letter, with your hearing date, place, and time at 1300 Perdido Street at 1W09 in New Orleans.
Okay, so you're saying that photos violations are not ever seen in front of a judge?
I can't provide you any of that information because we're not provided any of that information. All I can do is provide you how to schedule it and the address that the hearing is held at. I don't know, because I'm not provided the information on whether it is scheduled in front of a hearing officer, magistrate, or in front of a judge. I'm not given any of that information.
Okay. All right, I understand. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. You have a good day.
Take care. You too. So we're sitting here with Mohammed. You know, he's got a couple egg sandwiches. You can slide over the mouse to me. I want to show you a website that I thought you'd be very interested in. It's called loveme.com. The company is A Foreign Affair. And what you do is there's all these different ladies from all these different countries. So I'm going to click the search engine. I'm going to say you're looking from a wife between 18 and, well, let's go 22. What kind of religion should she be? Look at this. Jehovah's Witness, Methodist, Mormon.
I don't care about her religion.
No. Okay. So how should she have children? Should she be a MILF? No children? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't matter if she has kids or not?
Yeah, it's okay. I'll fuck. No divorce.
Okay. What? You gonna just divorce her right away?
Who the fuck cares? I'm gonna get another one.
Alright, so let's go from 90 pounds to 139. Let's go from 5 feet to 5'7". Do you know anything about zodiac signs or Chinese horoscopes?
No, I don't care.
What about her English level? Should it be poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Excellent. That's going to narrow it down. You know what I mean? If she just speaks good English, then maybe, you know what I mean? Okay. Drinker?
Of course.
She should be a drinker.
Yeah.
Smoker? Now, they might be talking about cigarettes here.
No.
No cigarettes. Okay. Now, here we go. Look at this. We have Russia and the Ukraine, white people countries. Then we have Asia.
No.
The Philippines, no. Thailand. We also have Latin America over here. Look at this. Colombia.
Oh, wow.
We were watching a Colombian soap opera of yours the other day.
Let's
click Colombia. Latin America. What about Russia?
Yeah, Russia.
All these people too. Okay, boom, boom. Ukraine or just Russia?
Ukraine too.
Okay. Search. All right, now look over here. These are the profiles, so let's open. Oh, look at this.
It actually works.
Julia from the Ukraine. She's 20. Look at her.
Fuck.
She's just a student. Her favorite sport is fitness, you know. She just loves getting hot. That's all she's doing all day. Photography. Ooh. You know, let's take some pictures together, Julia. Look at this website. Fuck, you know, man. You just...
I bet that she has fuck.
She has what?
Oh, thank you.
I bet she has a very lovely soul. Look at those nice eyes.
Pretend like you don't want to fuck her.
Look at this one. Elise? Whoa.
She's fucking naughty.
She's naughty?
Yeah.
What does she look like she would like to do with you?
I think she will be so wild in the bed, you know?
Yeah, she's wearing leather. She's a freak.
Not a freak.
Wearing previous. Olga?
Whoa. That's sexy.
Look. Her description, I'm very active, modest girl, but I'm too kind, loyal, faithful, disinterested, impressionable. I'm always find a compromise with people. I like to spend an active lifestyle. The important qualities for me is kindness and trust. I am not perfect, but I know what I want, and I'm not interested in games.
That's a direct message.
She's going, hey, listen, are we fucking doing this or what? You know what I mean? Are you taking this bitch out or what? Look at this. Euro days. So they go on trips all the time, and they take you around. Look, a 7-day membership is $800. For $800 for 7 days, look at this. They'll just introduce you to ladies from... fucked up countries who want to get the hell out of there. You know what I mean? Business.
You're fucking right.
So what do you think?
Do you want to go on a trip with me?
Oh, where do you want to go?
Where from?
Russia?
Yeah.
Not Colombia?
Maybe next stop.
So when you get to Dubai, are you just going to, like, start ordering wives and just, like, have you a whole...
You know what? That actually sounds good. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Start ordering wives. And maybe I'll get 10 divorces in 2 months. I'll break the record.
Well, I don't think you can really order them in the mail. You got to go get them. I think you got to go to their country and go, hello, let's. Do you want to sign some paperwork?
Boom. You know what I mean?
So I'm going to be doing a lot of work.
Well, you might need a lawyer. Ooh, lawyer costs are real expensive, you know?
So if I get a lawyer, would he just keep getting me girls to my country without me doing anything all the time?
Wow. That would be a high-level lawyer. He might want some of the girls for himself, though, you know? He might want to try them out.
What do you mean?
Just saying. Depends. You give a rich lawyer, you give him a lot of money to go get girls for you, you know? It's like putting chum in the water and asking the sharks to come around. Anyway. Well, I just wanted to show you this website. Man, there was a girl that I kept being obsessed with this on this website, but I think she got married. Oh, no. Someone ordered her. I was just on this website yesterday, and there was different people. Wow. You know, the good ones don't stay on this website long, you know? People see them, and they fly over there and was like, I want that one.
Don't they have any nude pictures or something?
Nude pictures? These are Christian women. Look at that. Religion Christian. You know what I mean? You got to put a ring on it before you get to take any of those in the hotel room, privately, not on the internet.
But how can I make sure that it's a good quality brand?
You got to see what she's showing you with her clothes on. And your imagination has to take care of the rest. You gotta hug her, you know?
Let's hope that she doesn't smell like fish.
What? What if there was a college freshman, right? They were coming from Dubai, and they were going to do the program that you've done at UNO.
Yeah.
What would you tell that person the first day he walks in there?
Stick with your country, friends. You know? The bad ones of them, like the ones who are corrupt, and they know what the fuck they're doing.
You're saying stick to your corrupt countrymen, hang out with the real sleaziest Dubai people?
You can say that, yeah. That's exactly what I said.
All right, well, good advice. This has been another episode of the Highway Diary in the motherfucking bag. I was in traffic court the other day. I had to call the court. I recorded some of that. You know, I'm doing this stuff. It's not just all about you, Mohammed, this episode. Later.